Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending this talk. So today I'm going to present you all about our work here. That the title is actually TC4SE, is called Trusted Channel for Secure Enclave. But basically the whole idea is like the title that I gave in the FOSDEM talks, like building like a more high-performant trusted channel for secure enclave. So this is basically like a work that I've been doing, I mean like that I did and published about almost 1.5 years ago. And then it's already published, but I'm going to represent here because it is also relevant to the work about attestation, and also like the work itself is publicly available as a source code, and also the paper that you can also obtain if you're more interested in how I'm doing with the work. So I'm going to start about talking in here. What is the trusted channel in this case? Like I'm trying to borrow a definition from Ghazni et al. About the trusted channel. Basically, trusted channel is a secure channel where the trustworthiness is bound into the configuration of the endpoints. And then basically in here, what our work as well is that we're trying to focus more on the where the trust lies, not on the directly on the protocol itself, but what are the trust that underlies the protocol itself. Like in here, like if we have two separate machines, like machine A and machine B, basically like the TLS endpoint in here like will terminate inside an application, and the TLS is the trust is gained from the private key that is owned by a certain machines and is verified by a certificate authority, some certificate authority where the both machines should trust. So therefore, when the communication and then the authentication happens, when each other wants to authenticate each other, they rely on the trust that they have to the certificate authority to establish that is the valid trusted party that they want to communicate. So basically, the trust boundary in here, in the baseline of the TLS channel, basically on the machines, on each machines, and on the certificate authority itself. So from this, actually, and then on our work as well with Intel SGX, it comes into the initial questions. How actually, if we want to establish a trusted channel, if we want to build a trusted communication channel between two separate secure enclaves that is separated by machines, where actually should we terminate the endpoint? So basically, the endpoint should terminate inside the enclave binary. If we see from the previous slides that the TLS terminates in the application, for the process-based enclave like Usama earlier already talked about, basically you have to terminate the TLS inside the enclave because that's where actually the cryptographic and the private parts of the trusted channel will be stored. So therefore, like the endpoint should terminate inside the enclave, and then how can actually we verify the trusted channel that is established by the rightful trusted execution? So of course, in here that we can use attestation to prove that the trusted channel is created by an actual enclave that is running on a machine that has a TE capability. In this case, Intel SGX. And at the same time, actually, how to mutually identify each other to achieve full trust on the trusted channel. In here, we want to attach actually the trust from the trusted channel from the baseline of the TLS using the attestation. So actually from the workshop on the Friday, actually I also found out that there is a terminology that I can borrow, basically that we perform a key attestation on the key that is being used for establishing the TLS the enclave. And continuing to that, I'm going to talk a little bit about what is the trust behind the Intel decap. Earlier that Usama already gave an introduction about the Intel decap, and then like there are attestation specifically for Intel SGX, there is Intel EPID, and then Intel decap. Well, EPID is already mentioned as well, it's already kind of deprecated because Intel gave more in favor to use decap. So basically, this is going forward. If you want to establish or use attestation in Intel SGX or TDX, you should you have to use this kind of a mechanism. So in here, I'm providing you the diagram. What is the trust in the underlying of the decap mechanism? So in the decap, there is several enclaves in here, which is basically they called, I think, infrastructure enclave, or that is important to produce the quotes or basically the attestation, and also like to verify the quotes, and also to establish to obtain what they called the PCK certificates. So the trust on the underlying Intel decap basically lies from the hardware key that Intel said. Basically, we have to trust Intel in here. So Intel actually guaranteed that it is installed during the manufacturing process of the processor. So basically, it is a hardware-based key. And then they derive into into the platform provisioning ID, which is basically to identify that it is a valid Intel machine that has SGX. Intel basically store this PPID and can use that to identify when using this certification, platform certification enclave, they will generate some encrypted PPID in here, and they will send into Intel PCS server. Intel PCS basically a service by Intel that they will actually process the PCK, the PPID as a PCK request, and then they will generate the PCK certificate, which will be basically similar in for example, in TPM, there is endorsement key and endorsement certificate, and Intel PCK certificate is roughly behaves in a similar way, because they can be used to actually verify the trust when we are verifying the quotes that we receive from Intel SGX Enclave. And on the same time, the hardware key is also used to derive the root sealing key, which is actually to be used to do to generate the attestation key. So all the attestation will actually be signed by this attestation key, and then it is also derived from the owner ECPO, basically some random number that is stored in the platform that when you provision the machine for the first time. So basically, it kind of give anonymity in a sense. Basically, if you want to reprovision your machines, you only need to reset the owner EPO, because you cannot reset the hardware key, because hardware key will always be the same. But you want to reset that because you want to reinstall the machine, for example, you reset this owner EPO, and then all the underlying attestation will have a different values, because now the root sealing key will be different, and then the in turns the attestation key will also be different. And then the attestation itself, basically, it will carry the information from the enclave measurement, which is MR enclave, which is the hash of the enclave binaries, and also the MR signer, which is the signature of who authored the enclave, the creator of the enclave. Apart from that, we can attach an authenticated data. I think there are some maybe 40 bytes or something that you can attach as part of the quotes. And then these quotes will be signed by the quoting enclave in here. And then the verification can happen by the remote party that they verify, that because the PCK certificate is also attached in here, they can verify that if the PCK certificate has the root of trust into the Intel SGX root CA, because that's how they verify the trust in the Intel decap. So going from this, basically, what is the state of the art that we have? There is Intel Era TLS, the one that also have been mentioned a lot. Basically, this is the one that is proposed by Intel. And there are some other work by Arto Niemi and the teams about the trusted socket layer, which is that they similarly using attestation in here, but they don't abandon the certificate authority if they are using PKI infrastructure, because in the Intel attestation in here in Intel Era TLS, they don't basically use PKI, because they only use basically a self-signed certificate. The key is generated inside the enclave. Yeah, it's generated securely, But basically, they don't use a PKI mechanism. They only use the X509 certificate as the container of the quotes. So quote verification happens during the handshake. Like Usama already mentioned, there is like a pre-handshake in the intra-handshake and post-handshake. Basically, the verification of the RITLS happens in the handshake, but the generation of the quotes happens on the beforehand, because it is only happen when you're initiating the enclave for the first time. While meanwhile, for the trusted socket channel, also that is not necessarily for Intel SGX, but basically, like it can be applied as well in Intel SGX. And then, like in this scheme, basically they quote the TLS parameters, like for example, like the I think like the Diffie-Hellman materials or something like that for the key exchange, and then use that as an attestation. So therefore, like the TLS also have the attestation. What do you call like the attestation properties? So that's basically those two schemes that we also evaluate in here. And then we identified certain limitations in here. One of them is that dependency on the attestation infrastructure. If we actually already see earlier that the verification, like in the DCAP, that you also actually requires to connect into Intel infrastructure to perform the verifications. Because the one that I haven't mentioned in the previous diagram is how you perform verification. The verification of Intel DCAP, for example, they require a collateral. Collateral can only be obtained from Intel PCS server, or if you install what they call a PCCS. So they're kind of a PC, like a platform certification caching service. So basically you install some kind of server. I think it's their reference implementation using Node.js server that kind of cache the rest, the request from your machines to PCS. So therefore, like whenever you request for the collateral data for the verification, they don't have to spam Intel server. So that's why the, like for example, I believe that the Azure certifications and stuff like that, basically implementing those patterns, because like Intel doesn't want everyone just to directly like spam their server to obtain those data, because like if you perform attestation in a more like a periodic manner, I mean, basically you can spam, and Intel has to provide those computing power, and I think that's the one that they want to avoid. So they kind of, but still, like there is a dependency in here that you have to connect into those PCS or PCCS server, and basically, if you depend on building trusted channel into that system, if an adversary basically sever that connection, you cannot establish any trusted channel between enclaves. You cannot verify, because the verifiers, I mean, is unavailable. So it can be like one of the factor that can potential to be an attack surface. Another issues that we found out is like the performance and also implementation complexity, especially if you want to attach in parts inside the handshake, like the one that that I mentioned, the trusted socket layer implementation that they try to use like the key material for the key exchange as part of the one used for the attestation. So basically, they are quoting like the key material for the key exchange. It's quite difficult actually to implement that directly in OpenSSL. So one of our goal when I was doing this research was how easy it would be implemented. I mean, it's not that easy to get those information directly from OpenSSL unless that you actually like dig down directly into the source code, because there's no direct interface to do that. And then the other thing is that also the trust chain and the boundary, and especially like if you like in the Intel RATLS, they doesn't even have any like a trust like into the root CA certificate. So basically, you kind of like disregard all the trust chain that it has. I mean, like you cannot simply like, for example, you receive like a certificate from a proper certificate authority, for example, Let's Encrypt or something like that. And then you cannot use that in par together with the attestation. So That's why in here that we try to simplify, we propose what we call the TC4SE, so like an implementation of a trusted channel for secure enclave, basically to simplify by directing which part that you can trust and which part that that you can actually assume based on the protection model of the Intel SGX. In here, like I kind of give you like the comparison between the RATLS, TSL, and TC4SE. We try to do a lot of stuff in the initial setup, even like from the key generation, quote generation, and verifications from the initial setup. So therefore, during the TLS handshake, I mean, we don't really have to do a lot of quote generation and verification during when we want to establish a trusted channel. So from the trust design perspective, basically this is how it works. So in case that we have two machines, assume that machine A will act as a server that will have like basically the main root of trust. Basically, we create a certificate like similar in the RATLS, basically create a self-signed certificate. But then to let machine B to trust machine A, they have to transfer and then attest that certificate, and then the machine B has to store the trusted certificate in the trusted certificate store. So basically it acts as like a CA store, like in our operating system. But again, in the Intel SGX threat model, you don't really trust the operating system itself. So you have to store your certificate directly. So in here, you have your internal trusted certificate store that you use to actually verify the certificate later on when you establish a TLS channel. And then on the other hand, to let the machine A trust machine B has to prove themselves by building a CSR from their certificate, from their private key. And then their CSR has to be quoted, to pass through the attestation from the SGX and pass into the machine A, where machine A will then sign the certificate and give back into machine B. So therefore, machine A, machine B can communicate using mutual authentication, yeah, like MTLS, and then the trust can be achieved by the certificate, the private key of the machine B is actually signed by machine A. So and then because machine A knows it is actually from them, the private key is only stored by them. So basically, you're achieving the full trust that machine B is recognized by machine A, and then basically continuing without having to repeat the attestation when you want to establish the trusted channel on the next step. And in here, basically, I'm showing more the diagrams on how you establish the key. To establish the trust. Initially, to generate the self-signed certificate and then build the CSR and then perform the attestation in here, generate the attestation in here, and then they're exchanging each other and verify each other, and then while the client machine will seal the certificate in their internal trusted store, and then the server machines will sign the certificate, sign the CSR, and then give back into the client machine so the client machines can actually use that for the mutual authentication. And finally, we perform some evaluations in here that we kind of see from the network load and also the time that requires to initiate a channel, this mechanism outperforms other mechanism that performs verifications and attestation verification and generations during the handshaking, like the RATLS and the TSL scheme. So therefore, you can carry all of the operations that regarding attestation in the initial setup, and then during the channel initiation, when you establish the TLS channel, you don't have to repeat the attestation, but you still have the same trust because the key is generated inside the enclave. SGX provides the guarantee that the key, if you seal the key, only that enclave on that machine can unseal the key. So therefore, it cannot be moved. It cannot be migrated into another machines. And then the trust will still be established. The attestation trust is still there. So the challenge that we have in here, basically, the one in TC4SE, we provide a reference implementation in here that that basically you can follow, and it is the one that is we open source. And you can just adapt if you want to have a similar scenario, you can just adapt using this scheme. And for airtight scenario, it is also possible to strip down the Intel decap architecture and infrastructure. Basically, I mentioned earlier that you have to install some Node.js server and stuff like that. We can kind of actually eliminate that and manually contact Intel PCS server, obtain our collateral and PCK certificate ourselves, and install into our enclave without having to use those kind of setup. So in some cases, if you want to implement some kind of airtight scenario, you can actually achieve that as well. And then also, this scenario may also be applied in the Enclave Container Solutions or even like possibly TDX, because like TDX also use decap. So I think they only have a little bit differences in what they are quoting, but this kind of scheme can also be applied in there. So finally, to conclude, basically, this is an attempt to simplify establishing a trusted channel between two remote enclaves. And then basically we leverage the existing TLS protocol without modifying the protocol or even the handshake itself. And then we link the security properties of the PKI of the TLS into the Intel decap, Intel SGX root of trust. And then we try to compare, qualitatively compare the proposed approach, that it is also a part of the source code. So if you go into the repository, you will also have the example that we try to build the array TLS and also the TSL scheme that we discussed earlier. And basically, after the discussion that we have last Friday, I also realized that now there is the CSR attestation draft that basically performs almost similarly, in my opinion, and then that we want to use that for attested TLS scheme. So it's kind of like there are some similarities in that sense. So I guess that's it, and then that's the link if you want to look out for more. And you can also see the FOSDEM page for the link into the paper if you want to see a little bit more details. Okay, thank you very much. So if you have any questions, we have about 5 minutes. Yeah, I guess. Okay, so the first question is that how different it is with the array TLS, and then like the second question is how to maintain the freshness. So the first question, the differences in the array TLS in here is that array TLS doesn't have those certificate store in there, and then basically in array TLS they use the private key they generated in the enclave as ephemeral, so they don't seal the key. I mean, it's possible to seal the key. But then, I mean, they also, but one of the point in here is that the verification should typically also happen during the establishment of the trusted channel, because they don't store the key of each other. So therefore, that's the one that we try to leverage in the scheme, because we have the certificate store, and then we retain that certificate store and steal the key as well. So whenever you reboot the enclave or there is a power state or stuff like that, the trust is still there. And then for the second part about the freshness, this is also the questions a lot that we receive. The thing is that Intel attestation actually doesn't provide any means about freshness. If we see this, the quote data only give you MR Enclave, MN Signer, and some information about the SGX TCB actually in the collateral that I mentioned you earlier. Like for example, I think there is a software version or something like that. That's the only thing that they carry on the certificate. There is no nonce, there is no time, and then the other problems actually with Intel SGX scheme is that, especially in SGX, in TDX maybe it's a little bit soft. In Intel SGX, basically there's no notion of trusted time, so you cannot actually establish when is it created or how fresh it is. So that's actually indeed a challenge. So for the freshness, this doesn't really solve any replay attack because Intel SGX, Intel DCAP and the attestation, they don't provide such thing. It's quite different with TPM attestation because they do have their own time counter, and then they do have like monotonic counter internally. But Intel SGX, they don't have that. I mean, they did have that, but they erased completely something. The question is, you can inject some user data. Yeah, in the authenticated data itself, that's how you inject the data. And then that will be part of the quote itself because the signature of the quote will include the authenticated data. So that's actually where you put the CSR as well. So therefore, like the CSR can be verified using the signature of the quotes. Yes, you can. Yes, indeed. I mean, we can use those nonce, but the thing is that if you want to see the freshness in terms of, for example, in the time frame, I mean, it's impossible because like you cannot even store which nonce that you have been using, for example. And then like you can just repeat the nonce when you restart the enclave if you don't store the nonce. And then like if you, for example, you store the enclave and then seal the data, and then the enclave is rebooted with the nonce that is previously has been used, but then they replay that. I mean you can still reuse the nonce and then repeat the same stuff, because I mean the freshness in here, like for example, that you want to achieve is that when are you going to expire the certificate, for example? Because like in X509 certificate, there is like expiration or something like that. This is a problem in Intel SGX because we cannot really do that, in a sense that the SGX enclave can aware that this is my current time securely in a secure manner, because there is no notion of a trusted time. So for the sense of that freshness, I think that's kind of the difficult stuff that you have to do with SGX. Yes, indeed. Can you repeat again? Yes. So the question is that, do you verify the MR enclave and then MR signer? Yes, during the steps that I mentioned earlier in one of the slides. Basically, that's the part that basically the enclave should verify, because that's how you know the identity of which enclave that you're talking to. So basically, yeah, that will be the part of the verification itself, whether it is coming from a proper the enclave that you want to talk to or not. Because like the identity in here that the Intel attestation gives is only the identity of the enclave and the signer. Typically, the signer part is the one that maybe you're more interested, because then you know, this is the enclave that I developed, or something like that. Okay, thank you.